AI Morning Briefing for April 26, 2026. Good morning. Today's AI story is really about control. Over the last day, the biggest developments were less about flashy demos and more about who owns the stack, who gets better outcomes from AI agents, and who is accountable when these systems touch politics, media, or public safety. First, Anthropic has published a fascinating real-world agent experiment. TechCrunch highlighted the company's new project deal write-up, where Claude agents represented both buyers and sellers in a small internal marketplace. According to Anthropic, 69 employees took part, 186 deals were completed, and the total value topped $4,000. The key detail is that people represented by stronger models got objectively better outcomes, while people using weaker models often did not realize they were losing. That suggests agent commerce may create a new kind of invisible market inequality, where model quality quietly changes who gets the better bargain. Second, Cohere and Aleph Alpha are joining forces in one of the clearest sovereign AI plays we've seen this year. TechCrunch framed it as an attempt to build a transatlantic alternative for enterprises and governments, and Cohere's own announcement says the deal comes with a 500 million euro structured financing commitment from the companies of Schwartz Group. The pitch is simple. Give customers, especially in regulated sectors, powerful AI without forcing them into a single foreign cloud or vendor. That makes this more than a merger story. It is evidence that sovereign AI is becoming a real procurement category. Third, the politics of AI infrastructure are getting sharper. Maine Governor Janet Mills vetoed a bill that would have temporarily paused permits for large new data centers. TechCrunch reported the decision, and Mills' official veto letter says she still supports studying environmental and ratepayer impacts, but objected because the bill would have blocked a locally supported redevelopment project in Jay. This is the pattern to watch. Governments are trying to balance AI growth, power demand, jobs, and public backlash all at once. Fourth, Anthropic also posted an update on its election safeguards. The company says its latest models scored very highly on tests for political neutrality, election-related abuse prevention, and resistance to harmful prompts. Whether you fully buy vendor self-testing or not, the broader signal matters. Leading labs are moving from general safety language to public, benchmark-style claims about how their systems behave in civic contexts. Fifth, on the discourse side, The Verge amplified reporting from Model Republic, suggesting that a pro-AI news site may be staffed largely by bot personas and linked to an OpenAI-aligned super PAC. That remains unproven, so it should be treated cautiously. But it points to a bigger problem. AI may be used to simulate institutions, authors, and media credibility at scale. One more fast note. TechCrunch reports that Sam Altman apologized to the Tumblr Ridge community in Canada after OpenAI failed to alert law enforcement about a user later accused in a mass shooting. OpenAI says it is tightening escalation protocols, a reminder that AI safety is increasingly about real-world response, not just model evaluations. So the takeaway this morning is simple. The AI race is expanding beyond model rankings. It is now about agent advantage, sovereign deployment, infrastructure siting, election safeguards, and trust in the information environment. Top three new business ideas. 1. Sovereign AI compliance advisory. Help governments, banks, and regulated enterprises compare sovereign AI vendors and design procurement frameworks. It serves regulated buyers, and it is timely because the Cohere Aleph Alpha deal shows sovereign AI is becoming a serious market segment. 2. Agent negotiation auditing service. Test AI buyer and seller agents to see whether weaker models systematically leave money on the table. It serves marketplaces and procurement teams, and it is timely because Project Deal suggests hidden economic disadvantage can emerge from model quality gaps. 3. Data center impact intelligence platform. Model jobs, grid load, water use, and local sentiment before new AI infrastructure gets approved. It serves developers, utilities, and policymakers. And it is timely because Maine's veto shows data center politics are becoming a bottleneck for AI expansion. Top three new product or app ideas. 1. Verified Agent Deal Coach, an app that watches AI-led negotiations and warns users when an agent may be accepting a weak outcome. It serves consumers and small businesses, and it is timely because agent-to-agent commerce is moving closer to practical use. 2. Election-Safe Chatbot Monitor, a dashboard that benchmarks political answers from major AI systems over time for bias, refusals, and misinformation risk. It serves journalists, watchdogs, and election officials, and it is timely because labs are now making public claims about election performance. 3. Synthetic Media Provenance Extension, a browser tool that surfaces ownership clues, likely automation signals, and funding relationships for AI-heavy outlets. It serves readers and advertisers, and it is timely because AI-generated influence operations are becoming harder to distinguish from legitimate media. That's the briefing for Sunday, April 26th. The market is no longer just asking what AI can make. It is asking who controls it, who benefits from it, and who takes responsibility when it fails.